Welcome to another episode of London's Imperial Landmarks featuring Hidden Histories, the podcast where we explore the stories behind some of the most intriguing historic sites. I'm your host, Joanne. Today, we're visiting a royal residence tucked away in one of London's most beloved green spaces, Kew Palace. This small yet historically rich palace, nestled within the world-famous Kew Gardens, has witnessed both royal splendour and personal tragedies. Join us as we explore the fascinating history of Kew Palace and its connection to the gardens that surround it, revealing stories of royalty, science, and transformation. Let's look at some highlights. 1. A modest royal residence with grand stories. Unlike the grandeur of Buckingham Palace or Windsor Castle, Kew Palace is much more intimate and unassuming. Yet, it has deep ties to the British monarchy, especially during the Georgian era. Built in the early 17th century, it started as a private residence and was originally known as the Dutch House, named for its architectural style, which features distinctive Dutch gables. It was purchased by King George II and Queen Caroline in the 18th century, making it part of the royal estates. But Kew Palace is most famous for its association with their son, King George III, whose personal and family life was closely tied to this residence. 2. King George III and Kew Palace. Kew Palace became the backdrop for one of the most poignant stories in British royal history, the illness of King George III. Known as the Mad King, George III suffered from a still-debated illness, likely porphyria or possibly bipolar disorder. Kew Palace was a retreat for George III and his family, a place where he sought treatment and recovery. It's where some of his most difficult episodes unfolded, including the period when he was kept under strict supervision during his bouts of mental illness. Despite the tragedy surrounding his illness, Kew Palace was also a place where King George III expressed his deep interest in science, botany, and agriculture, interests that would leave a lasting mark on Kew Gardens. 3. The Queen's Cottage and the Royal Family. Kew Palace wasn't just George III's domain. The palace also played an important role in the lives of his wife, Queen Charlotte, and their children. Queen Charlotte loved the peacefulness of Kew and spent much of her time here with their 15 children. Queen Charlotte's cottage, located within the gardens, was a rustic retreat where the family could enjoy nature, away from the formalities of court life. Today, it's part of the larger Kew Palace site and offers a glimpse into the private life of the Georgian royal family. 4. Kew Gardens, a royal vision. Surrounding Kew Palace are the spectacular Royal Botanic Gardens, Kew, a UNESCO World Heritage Site and one of the world's leading centres for botanical research and conservation. The origins of Kew Gardens date back to the 18th century, when Princess Augusta, mother of King George III, established a small botanical garden on the estate. Over time, under the patronage of George III, the gardens expanded and became an important center for the study of plants. Today, Kew Gardens spans over 300 acres and houses more than 50,000 different plant species. It's home to iconic landmarks like the Palm House, a grand Victorian glasshouse filled with tropical plants, and the Temperate House, the world's largest surviving Victorian glass structure. 5. The science and legacy of Kew Gardens. Kew Gardens is not just a beautiful place to visit, it's also a hub of scientific research and global conservation efforts. The Kew Herbarium contains over 7 million plant specimens, making it one of the largest collections of its kind in the world. The gardens are also at the forefront of plant conservation, working on projects to protect endangered species and ecosystems across the globe. In fact, Kew has become one of the most respected botanical institutions worldwide, contributing to both science and sustainability. 6. Restoring Kew Palace. By the early 19th century, Kew Palace had fallen into disuse after the death of Queen Charlotte, and the royal family shifted their attention to other residences. However, in the late 20th century, efforts were made to restore the palace, bringing it back to its Georgian-era splendor. Today, visitors can tour the palace, walking through rooms that have been carefully restored to reflect the lives of the royal family during the late 18th century. Personal artifacts, including furniture and family portraits, offer a unique glimpse into the domestic side of royalty. 7. A day at Kew, nature, history, and culture. Visiting Kew Palace today is a journey through time. You can explore the royal kitchens, preserved as they were in the 19th century, see the rooms where George III lived, and wander through the lush gardens that he helped cultivate. For a full day of history and nature, a trip to Kew Gardens offers everything from the serenity of the Japanese garden to the awe-inspiring treetop walkways, and of course, the famous glasshouses that showcase plants from around the world. Whether you're a history buff or a lover of nature, Kew Palace and Gardens provide a perfect blend of both, where you can reflect on the lives of kings and queens while being surrounded by the beauty of some of the world's most precious plant life. Our final thoughts. Kew Palace may be small in size, but its significance in British royal history is immense. From King George III's struggles with mental illness to the royal family's connection with science and botany, this palace and the gardens around it tell a story of personal hardship, royal innovation, and lasting legacy. As you walk through the corridors of Kew Palace or stroll through the towering trees of Kew Gardens, you're stepping into a world where history and nature intertwine in a way that few other places can offer. Thank you for joining us on this journey through Kew Palace and Gardens. If you've enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe for more explorations of history's hidden corners. Until next time, this is your host Joanne, reminding you that sometimes the smallest places hold the biggest stories.